Hello.
Hello, my name is Nina, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
This is him.
I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes, and how may I help you today, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Whenever I called the other number I had to do my weekly certification after last week, it told me to call this number because I reported that I would have money coming in, you know, that week that was in excess of what I would get for the, basically I had to get my last check. So it was that money that was coming in, and then they told me to call this number and didn't really tell me anything after that.
Okay, so did you report those wages when you did your weekly certification?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and were the wages above the amount that you would receive normally from unemployment?
Yes, ma'am, it was.
Okay, so it sounds like your claim would need to be reopened then, because you did report wages that are over the amount. So can I have your social security number, please?
Yes, ma'am. 418-49-9606.
Thank you. And can you just confirm to me your first and last name?
Patrick Flippo.
And your date of birth?
October 21st, 1998.
And your mother's maiden name?
Nichols.
And your driver's license number?
Let me look at that, because I do not have that one memorized.
Okay.
My driver's license number is 102-14638.
Thank you. Okay, so it's telling me that you just need to do your weekly certification. Or
yeah,
did you just do it and then...
No, ma'am, I tried to call the automated line yesterday and this morning, and they both told me to call it. It told me to call this number because of the wages I had to report for my final check.
Okay. Okay, so we'll just go ahead and try to reopen it. And do you have any difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you've been approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. And which would you prefer?
The direct deposit.
And is this a traditional bank account, like one that has a physical building?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And will this be for checking or savings?
Checking.
And can I have the 9-digit routing number?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Okay. And what bank did you say this was again?
Lister Hill.
Okay.
I can find it. Everybody's got to write down more better than this. First.
I'm sorry?
Did you need the routing number or the account number first?
The routing number?
Routing number is 262-277-011.
So that's 262-277-011?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the bank account number?
Account number is 800-781-66501.
So that's 800-781-66501.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can I have your mailing address, please?
Yes, ma'am. One second. Gotta make sure everything. I had my address changed recently. Well, semi-recently. Owler Loop.
Thank you. And the city, state, and zip code?
Hodges, Alabama. I think it's... Oh, Lord, what is it? 35571.
Thank you. And is your residence address different from this mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
And what's your primary telephone number?
912-401-8055.
Thank you. And I just want to make sure that I have this address correct. That's 654 Fowler Loop, Hodges, Alabama, 35571.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Jonesboro, Rincon, Lawrenceville, Duluth, or none of the above?
Rincon.
And according to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5 feet and 3 inches, 5 feet and eight inches, 5 feet and 11 inches, 6 feet and 2 inches, or my height is not reported as any of these values?
My height is not reported as any of these values.
And in which of the following cities have you attended college? Athens, Birmingham, Eugene, Temp, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1019 Waterway Village Court, 11378 Southwest Tustenuggee Avenue, 6209 Spanish Main Drive, 85304 Wilson Neck Road, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
85304 Wilson Neck Road.
And which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Tanya Flippo? 31 to 35, 41 to 45, 47 to 51, 58 to 62. None of the above, or I am not familiar with this person.
What were the age ranges again? You cut out on me.
So it was 31 to 35, 41 to 45, 47 to 51, 58 to 62. None of the above, or I am not familiar with this person. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm trying to remember my mom's age right now. Give me a second.
I'm like sorry, that's fine.
She's 49. Was there a choice for 49?
So she's 47 to 51?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I forgot which one that was.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And what was your previous job title?
I was a picker in a warehouse, or technically warehousing, I guess you could say.
And and would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have pen and paper?
I do, yes.
So I have your 4-digit PIN, and this is the PIN you'll use when you call in each week to do your weekly certifications. It is 0698.
All right.
I'm now going to read you your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims uses calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, and not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, so you can do your first one on December the 18th.
Thank you, ma'am.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. All right, Mr. Flippo, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you very much.
You too. Goodbye.